Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 266. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome to our podcast here in Texas, Houston, Texas. And
this is what, episode 266?
It's episode 266. I think it is 266. I kind of forget.
You know what? When we get to episode 666, the world's going to end, just to let you know.
That is if we're still alive by then. We could still be podcasting in hell.
Well, or, what? You've been doing this, what, 3 years now?
Actually, 4 years. More than 4 years.
4 years.
Mm-hmm. About 4 years. That's right.
266. So another 8-9 years we'll be there?
Yeah, probably. Or if we do it an everyday show, which probably we won't. But anyway, so welcome, guys. Welcome to our podcast. It's just me and Ray, just recording here via Skype. So how are you, Ray?
I am fine. How are you? How was your weekend? Well, I saw you last night. But
yeah, I saw you last night. I haven't seen you for probably weeks since after Bear Watch. After Bear Watch, he got so busy.
Took off and went to Chicago.
Yeah,
and was doing all that stuff with the animals. And
oh God, no! I wasn't doing anything. I was just
Maynard.
I've heard the stories
about you and the dog.
I am not involved. I was just shocked. People were shocked watching. That's all I could say. But yeah, it was a fun weekend. Yeah, last week. It's
did it give new meaning to puppy love?
Uh-huh. For some people, yes. Sometimes I even think if it's even legal. So I think it's...
It depends on which state you're in.
It depends on what state, yeah. Okay.
I think it was... What was the movie? Zoo? I think the movie is called Zoo. It's kind of a mockumentary thing. Mm-hmm. But it's based on the group of people up in, I think it was Oregon, that was having sex with the horses and stuff. And the one guy...
Oh,
got
God.
Ruptured internally and died from it.
Oh, I saw that video. I heard that video. Somebody was propagating it in one of the feeds before. They were testing out a feed and they put it, yeah, somebody died. That guy died. That person died because of internal bleeding. Yeah. Because he couldn't take it. It's kind of nasty. But anyway, let's not talk about that. That's really gross.
Well, you were the one out there in Chicago messing around with the dog.
No, I'm not. I was just watching. I just saw the video. But anyway, okay. So, but that was last week. Now it's been a week now. Last weekend actually, it was at baby Adrian's birthday. Gary and Andrew's baby. Pretty cute. And
yes, I didn't get to go to that. I was working over the weekend, so.
Yeah, you missed that one. We were at the park and playing around with taking videos. Whenever it's a baby party, it's a birthday party for a baby or you know, any children's party. It's always videos. There are about 3 or 4 people, including myself, taking videos and pictures and stuff. And Wayne was there too, so he took pictures too. It was fun. We were at the one of the parks in Park Katy. And after that, what else? Now weekend softball. We won both games. One game we won because the first team forfeited. So
that's always good. You know, if they don't show up, you win. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of a hollow victory, but we'll take it. It's okay. Yeah. And then the second game,
victory's better than none, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And what about you? What did you do the last weekend?
I worked all weekend, except for going to Chris's birthday party Saturday night that took 3 hours at Cafe Adobe.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Yes, mm-hmm. Chris, happy birthday. You're what, 19 now?
So you're 19?
No, wait a minute, he's actually 20 now.
Oh my gosh, he's so
he's
young.
Now.
He is so young. It's a baby. Yeah. So this month, it's Pride Month. Happy Pride, Ray.
Yay.
Happy Pride, everyone listening. Yeah, it's.
I'm proud to be gay. Do I have to be able to float now to be proud?
Mm-hmm. So what do you think we're going to do this Pride?
I don't know. I don't want to build a float.
You don't want to build a float?
I want to go to a pool party somewhere.
you'll skip out on the parade and just go to go to.
I'd much rather do that than be down there with all the crazy people and sweat my ass off all day building a float that people see for an hour. They're so drunk they don't remember it, and you work your ass off for it. You know, I'm just.
Me, well, we have a float. Well, actually, a walking entry, Asians and Friends. But I don't know yet. I don't want to say it. I don't want to spoil it yet. Probably, I'll take pictures and videos when Pride comes in.
Yeah. I'd almost, you know, just as much walk down the thing and be done with it, than build a float, because it's so much you have to do. It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, just walk. We just like doing walking entries. It's easy. Look at us. We did dragons. We did takeout boxes. Yeah, we were takeout boxes back then. And it worked.
We need to do the rolling buffet. Maybe we could get more people to participate if we did the moving buffet.
Moving buffet. Or perhaps a trough, maybe.
A trough full of chicken wings and mashed potatoes and gravy and sodas. Rolling down West Tower. All the bears would be out there.
That is so bad, Ray. Yeah, following this. Oh, that's so bad.
Would you like extra crispy or original?
Original? A grilled, the new one, Kentucky Grilled Chicken. I am an advocate of grilled Kentucky Grilled Chicken. I don't know why, but I'm liking it.
I'm an advocate of chicken all the way around. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you tried it? Have you tried Kentucky Grilled Chicken yet?
No, I got Oprah's free thing to go try it, and I never went and used it.
You know, that really sucks. That app, whatever they have there, it's for you to print out the coupons. You have to install an application in your Windows. Mm-hmm. It only works in Windows, so you have to install the app. And I don't want to be installing any specific app just to print coupons. That's stupid.
Well, you know. It's a marketing ploy by Oprah, so.
Yeah, I know. But some people did avail of it, but I didn't go for it. I didn't like it.
I got it printed out on my and printed all four of my coupons out, and then never used the damn things because I got so busy. Because I found them the other day in the car, and I was like, crap, I didn't use these. I could have ate free for 4 days.
Well, if you try it, yeah, it's good. You should try it. Yeah, it's grilled. What can I say? It's always good. But anyway, so where were we? How did we get to chicken? Oh, we were talking about chickens on trough. Chicken wings in a trough.
Talk about chicken.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know you, Ray. Yeah, so it's Pride right now. Pride month this month. There's no concert, as far as I know. There's no True Colors this year. I don't think so, in Houston. Because I remember last year, Cyndi Lauper and a bunch of artists came over to Houston, and I got to watch them. But this year, I don't think we have any. So, it's Pride. Happy Pride, everyone! Are you guys going to march? Maybe that's a question for our listeners. Maybe they can call in or they can email us. Do you still go to Pride parades? Because I heard of some people, they don't like going anymore, or they say it's not needed anymore. Because everybody knows about the gay agenda already. No, not the gay agenda, but you know that people are already aware. Why march? What do you think, Ray?
Well, I think it's always a good day for a parade. I just wish it was a cooler day and a cooler day of the month, or a cooler month to do the parade in. But it has its pluses and minuses. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. So, yeah, email us or call us. Tell us, do you still attend Pride parades? Whatever.
I mean, I wouldn't mind going in and watching the Pride parade. But I still want to go somewhere and get in a pool afterward because it's so freaking hot.
So. I think that's what we're going to do after the parade. We're going to do that. After the Pride parade, then when is it? June 24th? When is that? I think it's going to be June 27 here in Houston, but I'm not sure. I'm not so sure yet. I'll have to check. But after the parade float, whatever we do, we go directly to our friend's house to swim because it is cooler, like you said.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's move on. iPhone. Let's talk about iPhone apps now.
iPhone apps. I happened to check the application thing today, and guess what I found with the iPhone apps.
Okay, what do you have?
Heroes Comic Reader for the iPhone.
Yes.
$5.
It's only $5.
I think they said it was like 150 or 200 and something comics, the full comic series.
You know what? I think it's worth it. I really think it's worth it because I would go to the website. I go to nbc.com/heroes and go to the novels, and you get to read them.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's just hard sometimes to follow the website. So if you have this app, might as well read it. Might as well read it in your app. If you are into Heroes, people are getting tired of Heroes, though. But I'm not. I'm still okay with Heroes. But yeah, Heroes if it's an app right now, I would download this. It's $5, but well.
But then I could read the comic books while I'm sitting at work.
Yeah, you can do that.
So,
I don't want to do
restroom break. Sorry, I got to go to the restroom. Read a comic book.
Yeah. Speaking of restrooms, oh, I have an app for you, Ray.
See, didn't I give you a great segue there?
Nice segue there. Another iPhone app. It's been around for a while now, I think. It's called the Urinal Test. If you guys have a urinal test on your iPhone, it's in the App Store. If you have an iPhone, you can check it out. Anyway, what it's about? It's about it's got 7 urinals, and it's up to you. There'll be people standing in one or two of them, and the game is you have to pick the right urinal. So it won't offend the other people, if other people are pee shy. But anyway, yeah, it's supposed to be a manly app, so you have to pick the right urinal to pee on, and you just tap it, and then they tell you if it's right or wrong. And like I said, it's a manly, supposedly, you know, for the straight. It looks like it's for the straight app. My suggestion, Ray, you know, if it's... What is that? Is that yours? Is that it?
That's it. Did you hear it?
Yeah. Did you pick the right one? Ow! Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, you picked the urinal. Pick a wrong one.
How did I miss the... Oh, okay.
Okay.
I missed one.
You missed one urinal. But anyway, yeah, it's okay. We should have a gay version of this.
What? How do you check out? Is it the next urinal?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Some people are like that. There should be a gay version. There should be sizes of the guys. Don't you think? If it's a big guy, you know, it's a big burly guy. And for me, for example. It's too loud, Ray. It's too loud.
I can't help it. It keeps flushing.
It's keep flushing. Yeah, if it's it would be nice if it's an app with you know, it's got bears in it and you pick the right urinal, you go beside the bear.
Oh, I got it.
You have to specify if you're a chaser or a bear chaser, and you get to pick the right urinal. So Ray, if you see a muscly cholo guy, perhaps, then you would pick that. You have to specify that you're a bear, and then you pick the right urinal. What's happening? You're still playing it?
Yes.
Oh my god. It's really a lame app, I should say. It's just
it is very lame app.
It's a lame app, and it's just funny. I just wish there's a gay version. That's all I could say.
They just mess with me.
Mm-hmm. Did you pick the one at the rightmost? You have to be away. What if you want a cruise? Right?
Well, see, I don't it's not explaining to me why it's that way.
Why is it not picking the right one? But anyway, okay. So moving on, Ray. Okay, moving on, Ray.
Okay.
You have a moving app.
it's an application called Mover. And I don't know in... You know, Chad said, hey, you need to go download this because it's a great app. And I'm like, okay. So I hadn't had a chance to play with it or anything yet because I just got it downloaded. But supposedly it lets you send documents and stuff on your iPhone to somebody else that's got an iPhone. If they've got an iPhone or a iTouch around you, mm-hmm. you can connect to them and send them stuff. So I don't figure how that works. If you just detects all the iPhones and iTouches around you and says, hey, which one do you want to send it to or how it works. So, mm-hmm. And also another app that people keep telling me about is Bumped. Has anybody got that application? So I don't know. I was talking about getting that because, you know, you get somebody on your iPhone, then you just bump it, and it gives them all your information.
Yeah. That's a, like contact information. That was a pretty famous app that back then at Bear Pride. People are having the bump application in their iPhones, and they like using it. They like playing it. They bump at each other. But I don't like the app because, you know, I don't like giving my information to other people. So I'll email you.
Well, I wonder if it's a way you can set it up so you can give your actual information, fake information, or just specific information you want to give them.
I think you can do that.
You can change it so you can do something, hit it, and hit bump, and it's like a trick bump, and it gives them like a bad name, phone number, name or number or something. You know, so, oh, I'll call you in the morning, hear a bump. You know, next day you give them like somebody else's phone number, like Casey's, and
you know. That's right. Yeah, you can do that. It's the 1 billionth app that was downloaded, the bump application.
Okay.
So it's for free. But I don't know. I'm not for it. Hey, listener, do you use bump? Let me know. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know what y'all think about it.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Let's go to movies. What do you have? What did you watch? What did you guys
watch? Well, did you see Terminator finally?
I did at last. Yeah. It's pretty good.
See, it goes from people like, it was okay, to people like, I hated it.
Well, it's really disconnected from any other Terminator we've known, this, as far as I could see. You know, it's just, it's okay. It's probably a 6 or a 7, maybe. It's not really spectacular. 8 is good, or 9, but it's not. But, you know, it's really not connected with the TV series and him being a, you know, it concentrated on that guy, on that Terminator who was...
it was more about the Terminator than it was anything.
Yeah, the one who's got the second chance. This is your... everybody deserves a second chance. Who cares about your second chance? Come on, let's do John Connor, you know?
Yeah. But he got his heart.
Yeah, he got his heart, I guess.
Yeah, so what did you think about Arnold?
Arnold being there? I think it's all CG.
I'm sure it was Arnold, because Arnold certainly not like that anymore.
I don't know, not at all. I think he's flabby right now, and they have to get him somehow CGI.
So I'm sure they figured out the images off the old Terminators and stuff, and it's a CGI image, but it was pretty cool. So,
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's something that maybe you guys. I don't want to spoil the plot. Well, everybody knows what happens, right? John Connor saves everyone. That's pretty much the whole story of John Connor. Well, that's why the Terminators are sending Terminators. The Terminator, Skynet is sending Terminators to the past because John Connor already won against against Skynet.
Well, in theory, they didn't really say that, but
yeah,
because of his knowledge of him. He keeps them at bay so they don't completely take over. Although some of the ships and robots and stuff were kind of cool.
Yeah.
Although the thing that loud boghorn just kind of got on my nerves.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But the airships, the corral, the cattle ships, those were pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. How about another movie that was previewed? How about G.I. Joe? How do you like that?
Looks interesting. I hope it does better. I hope that the preview is not the best thing about it.
Don't you think it's like Iron Man meets G.I. Joe? It's like Iron
Man. And if they screw it up, they'll be screwed forever because they'll never be able to go back and fix it.
No. There's no time reset.
So hopefully it's pretty good. So, but it looks like it's going to be interesting, if nothing else. So it's got Dennis Quaid in it, so hopefully it'll be all right.
Dennis Quaid. He hasn't been around for a long time. I haven't seen him. He hasn't been in any movies lately or anything.
I know. He's been laying low. Yeah, he's been doing the daddy thing or something.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, okay, one more movie, Angels and Demons. What do you think?
I like Da Vinci Code better. I mean, it was okay. It was fun. But
I kind of like this better.
We'll see. I read the book... I read 3/4 of the book, and then I put it down, and just because I got bored with the book,
really
never finished reading it. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. But Angels and Demons was—they made it sound like it's a prequel, it's a sequel, but it's actually a prequel.
actually a prequel, yeah.
It's actually a prequel, but they made it sound like it's a... It's kind of weird, but I liked it. I liked it better than Da Vinci Code, actually. Because Da Vinci Code is too much talking. If you think Angels and Demons are too much talking, Da Vinci Code is a lot more talking. And yeah, with the Angels and Demons, it's a lot easier to absorb. They didn't go through a lot of the father, of the girl's father, the priest. Don't you remember?
What was that?
Remember the priest?
Well, who was in? What was that noise that you're interrupting the show with?
Oh no, it's Gary text messaging me. I just bought a baseball bat because we're gonna go to the batting cages tomorrow on Wednesday, and I asked him if having a 28 ounce bat is too heavy. He said that's fine.
Size queen.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
I like it big. I like big bats. But yeah, Angels and Demons. It's if you're into the books, it should be okay to read. I mean to watch. It's just that there's not much. There's a lot of stuff that are omitted from the book. So, yeah. You know, like I was telling you earlier, Ray. It's the story about the father. One of the physicists is actually a priest.
Yeah, a priest, yeah.
Yeah.
And they cut a lot of the sci-fi stuff out of it, not like the high-tech jet plane, which is actually a space plane, and when the low... Low atmospheric planes that goes up and then comes straight back down.
And that's how
it takes like two to 3 hours to get from here to Italy.
Yeah.
Or Switzerland. That was the whole thing, was all this stuff was supposed to happen within a 24-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they did it, they never explained how he got to Italy so fast and all this kind of stuff. So.
That's right. Oh yeah, it's a good thing you remember that. I didn't remember that part. They omitted a lot. They concentrated on the antimatter as being the bomb. That's just it. But yeah, it's
good. Particle.
The God particle. What movies are coming up very soon?
Let's see. Well, Drag You to Hell or Drag Me to Hell came out this weekend, and I've heard a couple people saw it that said it was very good.
Yeah.
Something else big is coming out next week, and I can't remember what it is. Oh, that stupid Will Ferrell movie.
Oh, Lost World. Land of the Lost.
How did they destroy that TV series like that? And yes, I did sit there Memorial Day watching some of the episodes, and it's like, God, I don't remember all of these. So
yeah. Yeah, the sleaze tax, the pylons. But, you know, it's going to be bad because having Will Ferrell making it a comedy, I never considered it as a comedy, and they made it a comedy. Yeah. Nope, not a good idea. They're destroying my childhood. I used to watch that. I remember that back then, and I also watched that. But now they're destroying it with Will Ferrell around. But anyway, okay, so...
What's coming up?
What's coming up?
Land of the Lost. The Hangover, which actually looks like it might be an interesting movie.
Oh, there's a bear in there. There's a cute guy in there.
Yeah,
the carrying the baby is a bear guy.
Up
is good. Let's watch that this weekend. What do you think?
We'll see. We'll see if we can do that.
Yeah, Up since sounds good. And I've been hearing people twittering about it. They said they liked it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll check it out.
Oh, and do you remember the previews from Bruno?
Oh, with the Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yes.
It's very, very gay. It's going to be funny. It should be funny. It should be as offensively funny as Borat, perhaps.
So, mm-hmm. I say, yeah, Drag Me to Hell up in the swimming this weekend. Dance Flicks open. Night at the Museum open, and somebody said it was just stupid.
I bet. But it's got that bear from Bad, Super Bad, Jonah Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jonah's a cute cub. Mm-hmm.
One movie that looks pretty interesting this moment is The Taking of, was it Phylum? How do you say it?
What's it about? I don't know. Never heard of it.
It's the one with Denzel Washington and John Travolta, and they take over a subway
Oh,
and
okay.
start killing people on it.
I understand now. Yeah, that should be good. I think Denzel Washington and is a good actor. And John Travolta, yeah, I guess it's okay. I mean,
Yeah,
John
they're
Travolta.
taking a Phelim 120 123.
Okay.
So
Yeah, that should be good too.
let's see. What opens this weekend? Land of the Lost, My Life in Ruins, and The Hangover opens this week. And then
It's going to be a
taking a
lot of.
Phelim 123 opens, and then Imagine That, which is the new Eddie Murphy movie, which I've heard absolutely nothing about. The week after that, Year One opens up with Jack Black, and then The
Oh,
Proposal
yeah, that's right.
with Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds opens up, which looks like it was going to be a funny movie.
Yeah.
And then, of course, week four, Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen.
No, that is something I'm looking forward to. That would be
So,
awesome. But hey, Ray, we're going to close this for the Bay Radio window.
oh,
Okay.
that's right.
Okay. So if you're listening through Bay Radio, thank you for listening, and go to bearpodcast.com. And yeah, catch the rest of the episode, okay? And yeah, email us at nard@bearpodcast.com and ray@bearpodcast.com. Yeah. Thank you, Bear Radio listeners. See you next week. Okay, that's good. All right, we're good. Just continue.
Okay. All right. Let's finish the synopsis of the movies and pick up where we left off.
All right.
July movies. Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs is coming open. Bruno opens July 10th. Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Harry Potter, July 17th.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Mike and I have been just been watching that. We were watching Harry Potter last night, 2 nights ago, because we want to watch it before we get to see what is it? Half Blood Prince. Oh, that's gonna be exciting.
So the Half-Blood Prince opens the 17th. On the 24th, G-Force opens.
G-Force?
You remember the cartoon back in?
Yes. I remember G-Force, yes.
I think this is it.
Oh
I'll
my
have to go look at the
God.
trailer. I'll have to go look at the. Let me go look and make sure. But I think this is it because they're making a live action.
That'd
Brings
be
oh,
good. I
producer
like
Jerry
that.
Bruckheimer brings his first 3D film to the big screen with G-Force, a comedy adventure about the latest evolution of a covert government program to train animals to work in espionage. Oh, this is not the same G-Force. Sorry.
No, it can't be. Because there's the ones with the capes and everything. I remember the G-Force before with the capes and they
Yeah.
spin around, they're jumping around, they have
Crap, I
these
heard they actually were going to
boomerangs.
take G-Force and turn it into a movie.
Yeah, I wish they did.
After that, funny people, and they came from upstairs. The end of July is not looking good.
No, except for that
Let's
Harry
see what,
Potter.
except for Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And then August, G.I. Joe.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. It's I don't know. Like I said, it's like Iron Man. Iron Man with I don't know because they're suiting up. They have armors and stuff. So I keep thinking Iron Man.
Let's see. There's a couple other movies coming out. Second week in August, there's a Eric Bana movie coming out called The Time Traveler's Wife.
Eric Bana? Wow, he's been busy lately.
He's cute, but I haven't seen him much. His latest stuff hasn't been that great. He's okay in Star Trek, I guess.
He's okay in
Oh, and
Star
then
Trek.
there's one called For Humans Only, which is what they were. People were protesting at Comic-Con last year.
Why? What happened?
So, well, they were, I mean, they had, I guess they were paying people to protest it like it was something big, and it's for humans only, non-humans banned. So,
Oh.
we'll check that out.
That's kind of racist, don't you think?
Well, that's what the
For
whole.
humans only.
Let's see. And then after that, not much. Oh my God, they got a Halloween 2 coming out.
Halloween, a remake again?
Halloween 2. Rob Zombie does Halloween 2.
Oh.
called H2. And
what's
then we
up
got Final
with
Destination Death Trip 3D.
Death Trap 3D?
Yeah.
What is that?
One Final Destination.
Final Destination. Ah, okay. Isn't it what is it? Ali Larter from Heroes. She's there. She's one of the actresses there. The one who played the one with the schizophrenia. The one who could who's got ice powers.
Yes.
Yes.
She has ice powers.
But she's in the Final Destination, I think. I'm not so sure. But anyway, hey, let's move on. Let's go to the comments for
comments?
Us. We've got comments.
Yes, okay, let's talk about comments.
So let's go to
Can I do the first one?
Sure. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Our first comment. Hang on, if I can get my screen up here. I would like to say thank you for John Smith for sending in a comment back on May 27th. His comment was, "Ray is hot." John, thank you. But when sending comments like this, please send nudie pics. Thank you.
That's right. But at the same time, he said, "I am annoying."
Well, he said you're effing annoying, if I remember correct.
That's right. Well, sorry, John. What can I say? You're stuck with me. I mean, this show, I'm the one. Well, we and Ray are the ones doing this, and, you know, we're a tandem here.
But like I told you when you sent me this, when you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you're the nard. So.
Uh-huh, that's right. So, actually, this is the first time I heard this. You know, this, well, it's the first time I've heard a reaction like this, although sometimes.
Well, it might be a joke, you know.
It could be a joke from someone. I don't know. I'll email the guy back. But anyway, he said, yeah, actually, yeah. So, okay, let me tell you something about this Bear Podcast, okay? To the listener who may be first-time listeners. Anyway, so this show really started as a simple show about my adventures, okay? My adventures in going to bear runs and talking to people, getting people involved. And later on, I got Roy as a co-host, and now Ray is here. And yeah, for the longest time, yeah, we've been doing videos also, and it's been evolving. The show has been evolving all the time. And I don't know what John saw that annoyed him, but I don't really care. So anyway, so now most of the time Ray and I just talk about whatever we want to talk about, like movies and geeking out
and bears. Chasers.
Yep. Bears and chasers. And of course, yeah, there's always a bear side of the story or a chaser side of the story, a perspective. And and we have guests. So it's, what can I say, John? You're stuck with me. I'm sorry.
It's okay, John. Ignore the nard. It's Ray at bearpodcast.com. Send nudie pics.
Okay, fine. Send Ray pictures. But if you're a hot bear, send me pictures too. CC me or blind CC me. Anyway, okay, moving on. I have a comment here from Zach. Okay,
hey, Zach.
Hey, Zach. He was commenting on the video. Yeah, have you seen the video yet? You've seen parts of it, Ray.
From Bear Watch or from Chicago?
From Chicago.
No, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
You should see it because it's kind of interesting. It's got not those videos we were talking about earlier, okay? So.
Yeah, made sure he deleted all that out so there's no proof.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So, okay, he says here, Zach says, "Awesome video, Nard. Thank you, Zach. You were right about those egg-shaped things. What the hell were they?" Ow.
What egg? Sorry, my headset fell off.
Okay.
What headset? Egg.
It's a big black latex egg, and it's supposed to provide sensory deprivation. I think that's how I look at it. You stuff yourself in there, and it's dark. I think they pump in oxygen, maybe.
Oh, is it like a sleep sack?
I don't know what that is. I know what you mean. It's like it's not like the sleep sack. It's just really just one big egg. It's got air in it. It's kind of padded inside, and it looks like alien eggs. You know the aliens. Sigourney Weaver aliens, right?
Yeah.
The egg it's like that, and people can, one or two people can play inside.
Oh, how much were they?
I didn't ask. I was just awed.
You should have asked for them to send us one to demo on the show so we could have it. Yep.
You could demo it on the show. Fine. We could both of us podcasting inside the egg. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Oh my God. I'm returning to my childhood. Altered states.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so to continue, Zach's message. Totally weird. Yeah, it is very weird. Anyway, love the video. You managed to cram so much into it, and you got more any more footage, feel free to edit together another video. You know, I think that's pretty much it. Oh, okay, Zach. Most of the videos are really the personal ones, like us at the Hancock Tower and just walking around. It's really just me and Mike and Jeff and his partner, Michael. It's just us really walking around. And so most are pictures, really. So nothing much to see.
I'll go check it out. I guess hopefully when we get done tonight, I'll go check it out after mm-hmm. I get done editing a movie or something.
Yeah. And another comment from Tim from Austin. Hey. I so wish I had been there at Chicago. So I wish I'd been there maybe next year. Yeah. Chicago. Bear Pride is really fun. The committee, the Bear Pride committee, really did a good job, really. Okay, one more here. It's from Adrian. Hey, Adrian. Yo, Nard, love the show. Keep up the good work. And he's asking, and are you playing the Dungeons and Dragons Tiny Adventures app? It's a D&D app for Facebook. I thought it was an iPhone app, but it's actually a Facebook app. Oh, so Adrian, I haven't tried it yet, but that's a good idea. I should try it out next time when I get the chance. I should play with it. Do you play? You, Ray, what do you do on Facebook? You really just message people, right? Message, friend, comment on pictures, post pictures. That's pretty. Is that what you do? Or do you play Mafia Wars or
what on Facebook?
On Facebook,
I go on Facebook, look at the comments, make my comments, and then I leave. That's about it. Like MySpace. I get on there, I look at the comments, I look at the pictures, I leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty much how easy it is. Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Adrian. Yeah, I'll check out Adrian, I'll check out the Dungeons and Dragons. Is it like Mafia Wars? I'm not so sure. It's like a MMORPG for Facebook. Anyway, okay, so I guess that's it. That's it for now. Do you have anything else to add for today, Ray?
For today, I had some coming. I was going to make an ad. Just went totally out of my head. Oh, our artwork pic.
Oh, that's right. Art. That's right.
Can't forget about that. And you got to send me those pictures too. You need to email them to me.
That's right. Oh, the artwork pic. Wait a minute. The towel.
The show pic. The show. Pick that we took yesterday.
Oh, the towels. Okay.
Yeah, the towels. Yeah.
Yeah. Special thanks to Gary from Erie, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much for the towels. It's actually from the Drenched Fur Committee. Thank you so much for the towels. It's awesome. And it's the album art for this episode, I guess. It's just us in our with the towels.
Just us in our towels and nothing else.
Nothing else. Just it's pretty cool.
And yeah, I wouldn't believe what I had to do to convince Maynard to do that. So.
Yeah, he didn't have to. You really didn't have to twist my arm just to take off my clothes. So it's okay.
Even though I've been trying to get him to do a spread in Bear Party magazine or some other
no,
Bear magazine.
No, I can't. I'm too shy for that.
I will talk to Mike and get it approved.
Uh huh. Get it approved, Mike. Sure. Okay. But anyway, okay, let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And it's really a slow day today, don't you think, Ray?
Well, everybody's recovering from Memorial Day, you know?
Yeah, that's
everybody's
right.
Getting back. Everybody had to go to work today. I was like, crap. Remember last week when we didn't have to go to work? So.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Hopefully next week we'll have a guest. So we can see what we can arrange with
Everybody go to www.hotethnicmen.com and sign up for a free 30 days.
Oh, that's right. That's Ray's project.
That's right. It will be up and live at the end of the month. And if you're already got your email registered with it, you get 30 days free kickoff. So go register. Once again, that's www.hotethnicmen.com.
Wow. So. Are we going to record stuff in the Hot Ethnic Men studios next time?
Maybe we can. We need to, do that. We'll do that for the kickoff.
Oh, okay, cool.
We can do a clothing optional.
Clothing? No, we're gonna record the show. Clothing optional. Clothing discouraged. Yeah, we'll see. We can do that. I'll put the links on the show notes so everybody can check out Ray's project, Ray and Julio's project. So should be exciting. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening. What?
Ray and Julio's retirement plan.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. Okay, email us nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or email Ray all the nudie pics at ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
They got it. Okay, so yeah, call us and we'll play the show. We haven't had a voicemail since Donald before. Okay, so go to bearpodcast.com, the official website. You can post your comments there. And subscribe by iTunes. Visit us at MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Yeah, you can follow us, twitter.com/bearpodcast. You can do that. You can follow. You can follow us there and get the updates on the shows. Okay, Ray, so what's up this weekend? What are you going to do?
Work
this weekend? You work on the weekend? Oh yeah, you're still working on the Hot Ethnic Men website. Yeah. Okay. Oh, good luck on that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so this weekend, what's going to happen? Oh, it's Austin Pride. I'm not sure if I can go. Yeah. I did tell you, Ray, that I'm going to go, but I don't think I can. Oh. But next year, maybe. I really have to prepare for our Pride here in Houston. Yep. It's going to be busy. Okay, everyone, thank you for listening. And don't forget to leave a review on iTunes, please. We'll welcome all the reviews there. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Harry Potter. July 17th.
Harry Potter.